KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Members of the Durban Long Distance Taxi Association say they don't believe their grievances will be addressed anytime soon. They staged a blockade in the Durban CBD throughout this morning, impacting traffic on several roads. The protest, which began on Monday, is over claims the Provincial Transport Department is delaying the issuing of operating licenses. They're also unhappy about Operation Shanela, the law enforcement drive that has seen unroadworthy minibuses and those operating unlawfully being impounded. As a result, long-distance routes to Zululand and Johannesburg are not operating. KZN Transport has responded, saying over 115 permits have not been collected by the association. Newswatch spoke to members of the association at Durban Station earlier today. Operators Kumbuso Nyako says they did not find any permits when they approached the department's offices.
We went to the offices in Durban this morning where workers said there were no permits. They called the head offices in Maritzburg where we were told we have to reapply for our permits. This is a three-month process, but our cars will be impounded once again while we are trying to reapply. The MEC made a mistake in public and made false claims.
But the department's Ndabezinhle Sibiya maintains the permits are ready.
Our system is audited by the Auditor General of South Africa. We want to plead with the taxi operators to do the necessary, and everything that we do, it is within the laws of the country.
The finance minister says South Africa needs to better manage its debt so it can achieve its fiscal strategy goals. Enoch Godongwana has told Parliament that government debt has risen too fast and is too high.
We are anticipating that government debt will reach more than 6 trillion or 75% of GDP in 2025-26. We know that our debt is unsustainable because debt service costs have become the largest component of our spending, and it is rising faster than economic growth.
Tabling the mini-budget, the minister said the cost to service the country's debt would exceed 380 billion in the current financial year.
Put differently, this means for every 1 rand of revenue that government raises this year, 22 cents of this is paid in debt service cost. To deal with this problem, we have taken difficult steps to reduce the budget deficit. We have restrained spending and maintained stable tax collection. As a result of our measures, government achieved a primary budget surplus in 23-24 for the first time in 15 years.
And pharmacists are urging us to be mindful of how we dispose of our medication. They say pharmaceutical waste is being detected in municipal wastewater, warning it poses a significant risk to public health. South African Pharmacy Association Deputy President Renier Kutsia is advising us to consider using medication take-back programs available at various pharmacies instead of flushing pills and other medication down toilets or sinks. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are 23 without loss in reply to Western Province's 212 all out in their first innings of their four-day series clash. The Proteas finished day two with a 537-run lead over Bangladesh. And Chelsea up against Newcastle in the League Cup tonight, a second meeting in 4 days.